GDP measures the total spending on goods and services in all markets in the economy. If total spending rises from one year to the next, it may be because of one of the two reasons. Firstly, economy is producing more output of goods and services, or secondly, goods and services are being sold at higher prices. Economists, when studying the changes in the economy, they want to separate these two effects. In particular, they want a measure of the total quantity of goods and services the economy is producing that is not affected by changes in the prices of those goods and services. To achieve this, economists use a measure called real GDP, and it answers a hypothetical question. What would be the value of goods and services produced this year if we valued these goods and services that prevailed in some specific year in the past? By evaluating current production using prices that are fixed at past levels, real GDP shows how the economy's overall production of goods and services changes over time. Suppose a hypothetical economy produces two goods, cakes and fried rice. To calculate the total spending in the economy, we should multiply quantities of cakes and fried rice by their prices. Suppose we are considering two different years, namely 2011 and 2012. Assume in year 2011, 100 cakes are sold at a price of $3 per cake. So expenditure on cakes equal $300. In the same year, 50 plates of fried rice are sold for $2 per plate. So the total expenditure on fried rice equals $100. Total expenditure in the economy, that is the sum of expenditure on cakes and fried rice, is $400. This amount, the production of goods and services valued at current, is called nominal GDP. Similarly, in the year 2012, 150 cakes are sold at a price of $4 each, whereas 100 plates of fried rice are sold for $3 a plate. The total expenditure on cakes and fried rice in the year 2012 is $900. The nominal GDP of these 2 years, we notice that the total spending has risen from $400 in the year 2011 to $900 in the year 2012. This increase may be partly due to the increase in the quantities of cakes and fried rice, and partly due to the increase in the prices of cakes and fried rice. To obtain a measure of the amount produced that is not affected by changes in prices, economists use a measure called real GDP, which is the production of goods and services valued at constant prices. To calculate real GDP, we need to choose 1 year as a base year, to use it as a reference year for comparison. Then use the prices of cakes and fried rice in the base year to calculate the value of goods and services in all of the years. Suppose we choose 2011 as a base year. We would use the prices of cakes and fried rice in the year 2011 to calculate the value of goods and services in 2011 and 2012. To calculate real GDP for 2011, we used the prices of cakes and fried rice in 2011, which is the selected base year, and the quantities of cakes and fried rice produced in 2012. By default, for the base year, real GDP always equals nominal GDP. Now, to calculate the real GDP for 2012, we would use the prices of cakes and fried rice of the base year selected, 2011, and the quantities of cakes and fried rice produced in 2012. We find that real GDP has risen from $400 in 2011 to $650 in 2012. Why this increase? The reason for this increase is attributable to an increase in the quantities or output produced, because the prices were held fixed as base year level. To summarize, nominal GDP uses current prices to allocate a value on the economy's production of goods and services, whereas real GDP uses constant base year prices to allocate a value on the economy's production of goods and services. Since real GDP is not affected by changes in prices, it only reflects changes in the amounts being produced. Thus, we refer to economy's production of goods and services. The reference is always to real GDP.